but I did have them leave their car with me. They share a car. I didn't want them getting back behind the wheel, you know. I insisted they get a designated driver, one of their friends, to drive them back to Baton Rouge. They were supposed to get a ride and come back and pick it up, but the car is still there, and she shook her head sadly. I don't think they made it back to the college. But it's only been a few hours, Brianna argued. And they were partying. Maybe they had a late night. Why aren't they answering their cell phones? Not even a text message. Selma frowned, eyebrows pulling together behind her glasses, lips trembling a little. No one has heard from them this morning, and I found out that Chloe didn't make it into work. She was supposed to be at the coffee shop at 5:30. She didn't show. Zoe is due at her part-time job at the accounting firm by 7, and you can bet I'll be calling her there. But I have a feeling I won't find her. I know something's wrong. The cup started trembling in Selma's hands, and she set it on the scarred butcher block counter. The last I heard from them was last night, a text after I had dinner. And you know what they say about the first 48 hours after a crime's been committed. Meeting Brianna's eyes, she added, after that short window of time, if the crime isn't solved, if a person is still missing or the perpetrator disappears, the trail goes cold fast. Tears slid down her cheeks, and she angrily swiped them away. Whoa, slow down. You're not sure there's been a crime, Brianna said. But even to her own ears, her argument sounded patronizing, placating. Have they ever been out of touch with you before? Oh, yeah. Sure, of course. They're always pushing me away, telling me that I'm a freak show because I worry about them. Once they turned 18 and went off to school, they would go for days without letting me know where they were. They're still in college, seniors in the fall, so they resent my need to mother them. I guess I'm ultra-protective because I know what it's like to lose someone close to me. God, I wish Sandra were here, she admitted, bringing up her own sister. Selma, like Brianna, was a twinless twin, part of the support group that included Denise.